Chapter 19, The First Parable. He said to me,
All of you know that you who are servants of God are living in a foreign country, for your city is far away from this city. Now, if you know your own city in which you are to dwell, why do you secure fields, rich establishments, houses, and superfluous dwellings? He who secures such things in this foreign city does not think of returning to his true city. O foolish, miserable, double-minded man, do you not realize that these superfluities belong to another and are under the control of another? For the Lord of this foreign city will say, I do not wish for you to reside in my city. Depart from it, for you do not live according to my laws. Therefore, if you have fields, dwellings, and other possessions, what will you do with your field, your house, and the rest of your accumulations if you are cast out by him? The Lord of this foreign country will justly tell you, either live according to my laws or leave my country. What are you going to do then, since you are subject to the law of your own city? Are you going to, for the sake of your fields and the rest of your belongings, altogether renounce your own proper law and walk according to the law of this foreign city? Take care, lest it may be against your advantage to renounce your law. You may not be received if you wish to return to your city, because you have denied the law of your city and it will be shut to you. Therefore, you must be careful while living in a foreign land not to acquire a bit more than an adequate sufficiency. Be prepared so that when the ruler of this foreign city wishes to expel you for resisting his law, you may come out of his city and enter your own and there rejoice without insolence in the observance of your own proper law. Therefore, all of you who serve God, be on your guard and hold him in your heart. Keep in mind the commandments of God and the promises he made, and do his works. Be confident that he will fulfill his promises if his commandments are kept. Therefore, instead of fields, buy souls that are in trouble, according as each one is able. Look after widows and orphans, and do not neglect them. Spend your riches and all your establishments you have received from God on these kinds of fields and houses. It was for this that the Master bestowed wealth on you, to perform this ministry for him. It is far better to buy such lands and possessions and houses, for you will find them when you settle in your own city. Such lavishness is good and cheerful, is free from grief and fear, full of joy. Do not perform the philanthropies of the heathen. They are of no use for any of you servants of God. Instead, be lavish in your own special way which can give you joy. Do not counterfeit, do not lay hand on what belongs to another, and do not covet his possessions, for it is wicked to covet another man's possessions. Work your own work, and you will be saved.